The curiosity factor. Aside from uncovering people's assumptions, curiosity plays a huge role in the way we receive others and thus how they receive us. You can be the most charming, funniest person in the room, but if you aren't interested and curious about the person across from you, there simply won't be a connection. It turns out that we care if the person across from us is engaged or scanning the room behind us and looking for someone better to talk to. Staying curious is a difficult proposition because, at first glance, most people might seem uninteresting or unworthy of paying attention to. This is undoubtedly the biggest hurdle for most of us. Even if you don't consciously think it, you subconsciously believe that someone is not worth being curious about. You think that even if you dig deeper, you won't find anything worth your time, so why bother in the first place? It's true that, at first glance, very few of us are compelling, you included. But acting on this impulse will limit your communication and keep you right where you are. We're cutting off people's ability to be interesting and compelling because we don't give them a chance, just like the Pygmalion effect dictates. In the end, it doesn't particularly matter what you believe. Just start to build the habit of curiosity, and eventually, it won't matter if you think people are worthy or not. They are. You'll be able to find the interesting aspects in just about anyone. To do so, I found that the absolute best mindset to emulate is that of a talk show host. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, whoever your favorite is, they all do the same thing. Just ask yourself, what would they do if you're struggling for what curiosity looks like and how you can wield it? Conan O'Brien happens to be my favorite. So let's think about the traits he embodies in a conversation with a guest on his show. Visualize his studio. He's got a big open space and he's seated at a desk. His guest is seated at a chair adjacent to the desk, and it's literally like they exist in a world of their own. When Conan has a guest on his show, this guest is the center of his world for the next 10 minutes. They are the most interesting person he's ever come across. Everything they say is spellbinding. He is insatiably curious about their stories, and he reacts to anything they say with an uproarious laugh and an otherwise exaggerated reaction that they were seeking. He is charmingly positive and can always find a humorous spin on a negative aspect of a story. His sole purpose is to make his guests comfortable on the show, encourage them to talk about themselves, and, ultimately, make them feel good and look good. In turn, this makes them share revealing things they might not otherwise share and create a connection and chemistry with him that is so important for a talk show. The viewers at home are desperate to learn about this celebrity guest, so Conan acts as a proxy for their curiosity. Also, the viewers can tell in an instant if either party is mailing it in or faking it, so Conan's job literally depends on his ability to use his curiosity to connect on a deeper level. Even with grumpy or more quiet guests, he's able to elevate their energy levels and attitudes simply by being intensely interested in them, at an energy level slightly above theirs, and encouraging them by giving them the great reactions that they seek. It's almost as if he plays the game, how little can I say to get the most out of people? Of course, in your life, this equates to those people you come across that are like pulling teeth to talk to. A little bit of friendly encouragement and affirmation can make even the meekest clam open up. Numerous questions, directing the conversation toward them, and the feeling that you actually care are also integral. Imagine the relief you can create at dreaded networking events. People like those who like them, so when you react the way they want, it encourages them to be more outgoing and open with you. Other talk show hosts would later go on the record lamenting how often they disliked his guests and how boring he found the actors and actresses that he would be forced to speak to. But that's a testament to how highly trained his habit of curiosity was. He started by making a conscious decision to be curious, built the habit, and engaged his guests easily. Do you think his guests could tell if he was interested or not? Never. Curiosity allows people to feel comfortable enough to speak freely beyond a superficial level, because you're demonstrating that you care and that you will listen when they open up. People won't be inclined to reveal their secret thoughts if they think it will be met with apathy after all. So, whether you have to fake it till you make it, Conan O'Brien is who your mindset and attitude should feel like. It's a banal and often used quote, but for good reason. Dale Carnegie said it best. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming truly interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. In case Conan O'Brien's curiosity still isn't coming naturally to you, here are some more specific patterns of thought you can use to improve your people skills. I wonder what they are like. When you start to wonder about the other person, it changes your perspective on them completely. This is an inkling of curiosity. You start to care about them, not only about their shallow traits such as their occupation or how their day is going, but what motivates them and what makes them act in the way they do. Having a sense of wonder about someone is one of the most powerful mindsets you can have because it makes you want to scratch your itch. Scratching the itch of curiosity will become secondary to everything else because you simply want to know about the other person. Suppose you had a sense of wonder about computers as a child. You were probably irritating with how many questions you asked anyone that seemed to have knowledge about computers. What kind of attention span are you going to devote to computers? And what kind of questions are you going to ask? You're going to skip the small talk interview questions and get right down to the details because it's what you care and wonder about. Keeping the mindset of wonderment will completely change the way you interact with people because you will suddenly care. And much of the time, we don't notice that we don't care about the person we're talking to. You'll dig deeper and deeper until you can put together a picture of what you're wondering about. What can they teach me? Don't read this from the perspective of attempting to gain what you can from someone. Read it from the perspective of seeing others as being people worthy of your attention. Everyone has valuable knowledge, whether it applies to your life or not. Everyone is great at something, and everyone is a domain expert in something that you are not, no matter how small or obscure. The main point is to ignite an interest in the other person, as opposed to an apathetic approach. Imagine if you were a huge skiing junkie and you met someone that used to be a professional skier. They might have even reached the Olympics in their prime. What will follow? You'll be thrilled by what you can potentially learn and gain from the other person, and that will guide the entire interaction. Again, there will be a level of interest and engagement if you view others as worthy of talking to, but you'd never know unless you dug. Whether we like to admit it or not, sometimes we feel some people are not worth our time. It's a bad habit, and this line of thinking is one of the first steps toward breaking it. Everyone is worth our time, but you won't be able to discover it if you don't put in the work. What do we have in common? This is an investigation into the life experiences you share with someone. It instantly makes them more engaging and interesting because we feel that they are more similar to us. It may sound a bit egotistical, but we are undoubtedly more captivated by people that share the same views and interests as us. It may even elevate people, especially if we're surrounded by different people from us. For instance, if you discovered that a new stranger was born in the same hospital as you were, despite being in a different country, you would instantly feel more open to them. This person must share similar worldviews, values, and humor, but you wouldn't have discovered that if you didn't make an attempt at digging. You're going to be on a hunt, and you'll ask the important questions that get you where you want to be. You might jump from topic to topic, or you might dive in and ask directly. Perhaps it's just because you'll have something to fixate on besides talking for talking's sake, but these attitudes will drastically change how you approach people. Curiosity can still be hard, which is why my final suggestion for creating curiosity is to make a game of it. Your goal is to learn as much about the other person as possible. Alternatively, assume there's something extremely thrilling and exciting about the other person and make it your quest to find it. Eventually, you'll find what you're looking for. The next time you go out to a cafe or store, put these attitudes to the test with the captive audience of the baristas or cashiers you come across, the lucky few who are paid to be nice to you. Do you perceive these workers to be below you? Or do you treat them differently than you would treat a good friend? Do you have a sense of wonderment and curiosity about them? What do you think they can teach you? And what do you have in common with them? Do you tend to ask the baristas or cashiers about their day and actually care about their answer? If not, do you think you'll be able to simply turn it on when you're around people you care about? Practice your mindsets about the people around you. It's the easiest practice you'll have because you don't have to lift a finger, but it drastically transforms the quality of relationships you create. This has been Improve Your People Skills, How to Connect with Anyone, Communicate Effectively, Develop Deep Relationships, and Become a People Person. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King.